Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Chris O'Donovan, you are the search coordinator with Cork Missing Persons. What is this group and what is the work that you do?
We are a search and recovery group set up 20 years ago. We go looking for missing persons, alive and deceased. We go anywhere to help anyone. We're on call 24 hours a day, all volunteers, 12 volunteers, based in Cork City, but we travel to anywhere to help anyone.
What inspired the setting of this up, Chris?
Our founder, David Linehan, his father was missing. Statutory bodies that were there at the time, maybe the Gardaí, the fire service, could only search for maybe a day, 2 days, and then they are still on call for different things. So they stand down. So at that stage, there was nobody there to keep searching for his father. So himself and a couple of his friends borrowed a boat and they searched the river for, I believe, just 3 months, and they eventually recovered Dave's dad. Wow. From the river. And that's what led to the setting up, because there was no facility beyond a couple of days, really, with the Gardaí, the Coast Guard, and the families of the missing, obviously. And we've had a few successes from the point of view of recovering people or getting people alive, you know, so rescuing a few people there in the last couple of years. So, you know, it's evolving, but we are still a search and recovery operation.
Very sad story for your founder, David Linehan, although great that in the end they managed to recover the body of his father, but very sad stuff that is. How do people reach you guys? And we'll conclude with just finding out about how you guys have benefited from a community grant from Thermo Fisher Scientific, based in Corribini, who are following on this year with applications open for its €50,000 community partnership grant scheme, which you guys benefited from last year. So how do people reach you guys when they're in their moment of need?
On our Facebook page there, we have a 24-hour emergency call-out number. Like I said, we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. Yeah. It's all funded by public donation. Every euro, we try to make it go to make it worth €10, and every €10, we're trying to make it stretch to €100, because we're aware there's other people's money. So we were nominated by some of the employees at Thermo Fisher, and in fairness to them, they gave us a grant of €2,000. We put that towards our latest piece of technology, which is a new type of sonar that penetrates silt. And it just happened that the money we put towards that actually helped resolving a 17-year-old missing persons case.
Lots of questions I'd like to ask more, but it just feels like such sort of sensitive stuff. I tip my hat to you for it, in fairness. It can't be easy, and good on you and the rest of the volunteers too.
Well, it's close to all our hearts, because nearly every volunteer we have has had personal tragedy of some sort, so we're aware of what the toll it takes on families, you know, so we're very sensitive to that, so, you know. Mm. And it's something that people, I suppose, they don't know about it until they're in a bad situation, and, you know, and
are glad of it then when it's there.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for. We're here to help as much as we can, anyone we can. Like I said, without the likes of Thermo Fisher and the people of Cork, we wouldn't exist.
Good on you, Chris O'Donovan. Just to say, applications open until the 8th of October to community groups in the Lower Harbour area who are making their communities healthier, cleaner and or safer, and they can be made, as I mentioned, on thermofisher.com. You'll find the community partnership grant section on the website there if you go to it. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for the chats.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.